Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I'm speaking with OG Emmy. He has just released a fantastic new single. It is called Black Girl Magic, and I'm super excited to talk to him all about it. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to do this with our wildly different time zones, but I'm really happy you're here. How's it going?
Yeah, everything good, everything cool over here. Everything goes smooth.
What's
Good, chilling.
happening in London these days? How's the summer been?
I mean, it's been hot out here though. The weather's been good,
Yeah.
like it's been sunny. See a lot of people outside. And then yesterday they had a festival, an Afrobeat festival for Asake, one
Oh,
of the
nice.
Afrobeat, one of the biggest. Yeah, so the show was mad yesterday. I was there. It was crazy.
That sounds
Yeah.
like a ton of fun and like kind of the perfect summer thing to do.
Yeah, just
Nice.
attending festivals,
Yeah,
doing
no,
shows.
same. I like to do that like every weekend. It's like the main thing I do. Concerts and
Yeah.
festivals. Well, you've got this fantastic new track out. It is called Black Girl Magic. And ever since it got sent to me, I'm not joking, it's been stuck in my head. Like it's really good and it's just got a great vibe about it. And I want to hear
Yes.
from you, like, what is the song about? Like, what inspired you to make it?
Black Girl Magic is a really It's a really great song of mine, a song that I know for sure is gonna stay for a very long time based on the topic Black Girl Magic. And you know, Black Girl Magic, what I mean, I'm talking about confidence. I'm talking about people being confident in their skin and who they are,
Yeah.
what they possess. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So Black Girl Magic is all about energy. I'm talking about a girl I really like, you know, the kind of energy she portray. So that's what I'm really talking about. And then this song is an Afrobeat song. It's an R&B song as well. It's a really sweet one. I made this song during December on my holiday back in Lagos
Nice.
in Nigeria. Yeah, I traveled for Christmas holiday back home, and I linked up with my producer VT. So he made the beats and we were all just vibing. And guess what? People might not really believe this, but I made this song one go, one take without really,
Really?
yeah.
Damn.
Without really writing it, because like I was just expressing myself. She got it.
Yeah.
We got it. She got a black girl magic.
Sure.
Like I was just expressing myself, like, yeah, because that's what I heard from the beat. The beat was just giving me that vibe. She got
Yeah.
it. We
It
got just
does
like that.
sound,
So,
it does flow very nicely. I will say that.
damn.
Are you from
Thank you so
Lagos?
much.
Are you from Lagos
Yeah, I'm
originally?
from, originally I'm from Port Harcourt, but I live in Lagos.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, I live in.
I've had the chance to interview some people from Lagos before, and I know that there's like a huge music scene there. Like
Yeah, it's
there's a ton
massive.
of people making amazing music there, and I'm not surprised that you're another one of them. So that's really
Yeah.
cool. How long have you been in London for?
I've been in London for 3 years, but I've been
Nice.
coming. I come down here for holidays, but nowadays, now I live here because like I go uni here as well,
Sure.
and now I started the whole like I made here. Yeah, I made here my home, so
That's
it's very
awesome.
comfortable for me. Yeah.
I'm sure they're two wildly different places in terms of people and culture and food
Culture,
and
yeah.
nightlife and everything, but
Yeah.
hopefully you're having fun regardless. I know London can be a fun but expensive place to live.
Yeah, it's very expensive, but like still, I feel like Lagos, living in Lagos is like living in America and London put together, because like
Really?
everything goes on, everything happened in Lagos for real. Everything actually happened in Lagos, like all the fun stuff happened in Lagos for real.
Nice. I didn't know. I'd love
Yeah.
to visit one day. We'll see.
Yeah, you should come.
I would love to. I want to talk obviously more about the song though. The production is killer, and I know that you are featuring another artist on the song. How did that
Yeah.
collaboration come about? How did the back end look on actually making the song?
Starting from the production, the beat was made by VT. VT is a very good, like, good friend of mine. We go
Okay.
like 5 years, 5 years, 10 years deep. That's like the first ever producer I've been working with since the beginning of my career. You get what
Nice.
I mean? So he made the beats, and Nez, the artist on the song, Nez, that's a really close friend of us, of me personally, like. I know him from Ghana. He's from Ghana for sure.
Nice.
So he got his own thing going on big in Ghana. So, you know, he came to Lagos to do
Sure.
a quick tour. He came to Lagos to do a radio tour and club tour as well. And then we linked up and we made a magical record, Black Girl Magic. You know, it was all about the energy. I knew he was the right guy for it because, like, I like people who are on the wave and people who know what they want.
Sure.
And I met him, and I could tell that, yeah, he knows what he wants. So I'm like, cool, let's make a record. You know,
I
I got
love
the
that, man.
song, and yeah, I said, bro, I got the song, and I opened up the file, and he loved it. So yeah, and his vibe on it is crazy. His vibe
Yeah.
on the song is 100. Like, I'm a big fan of his, you know,
Yeah,
so
no,
it
you
makes
should
sense.
be. That's the one thing
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of things I noticed about the song, but it really is just catchy. Like you don't like even if you're unfamiliar with Afrobeats, and I would say that it's becoming a lot more popular in the US. Like you didn't used to hear it as much, but I think on a lot of more like mainstream popular songs that you'd hear on the radio, there are elements of it. It's just got
Yeah.
a good vibe about it. You know what I'm saying? It's a good base for people to, for like you to like put great lyrics over, expand on a message. And it's just, yeah, it's just straight up catchy for anyone that's looking to
Yeah.
kind of dip their toes in the genre.
Yeah, based on I live in the UK right now, so I kind of like that also influenced my mindsets in the way I make music. I try to make
Yeah.
music that everyone around the world will easily sing,
Exactly.
you know. Everyone around the world will easily just like, everyone can sing the song. She got it. We got it. It's easy
Exactly.
to
Right. It's
sing.
easy.
Yeah.
It also gives you more perspective because instead of just living in one country, you're really getting kind of the world perspective. There's so many different types of peoples and cultures and diversity in London.
Yeah.
Everyone comes there. That it opens you up to different music and different ideas, and it might influence your music in a way.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. A lot of like it got a lot of influence on me for sure. 'Cause I've been Ghana, I've been to America before when I was way
Yeah.
younger, but then I wasn't really there for like the music. So I could tell that
Sure.
you just gotta make it simple for people to like sing along and have always have a
Yes.
direction.
A
So
hundred
that's the way I
percent.
create my music.
Yeah, no, that's the
Yeah.
way to go about it. In the future, though, are you going to be looking to experiment, try new things, new ideas, maybe go outside your genre a bit?
Yeah, I mean, every time I get the chance to, I experiment on every record. Even this record is an experiment for real. 'Cause like the way I sing on this, I haven't done that on any of my other track. Like people
Ah.
won't expect me to sing like that.
Sure.
You know, usually I rap like I do the they call it Afro rap. It's a fusion of Afro beats and hip hop.
Yeah.
Literally, that's what I do. But on this record, this is more of It's more of a singer thing, you know. This is more of like melodies instead of like rapping.
I
So this
like
is
that.
new. Yeah.
And it shows people that may not be familiar with your music, once they listen to the rest of it, like you're not a one-note artist. You can do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I
And
can
it
do
also,
everything.
yeah, exactly. It gives you a base to try new things, do other things, and that's really nice as an artist that's continuing to make a name for themselves.
Yeah.
Have you played any shows? And if you haven't, is that something that you'd like to do?
I've been playing shows. I've been doing shows for like 5 years now professionally,
Nice.
going different countries, doing
Sure.
show. Like I did in 2018, I did a major show in Ghana, the
Cool.
MTN Pulse. It was headlined by Sako there, but I was like the opening act, you
Nice.
know. And that was a big one for me because like there were a lot of people, new crowd, new environment. So that was massive for me at that year. And no, and this year now, right now I'm in the UK. I've been doing shows. Mostly, why do I do club tour?
Sure,
So
sure.
I go to the club and perform my songs, share my music with like promoters, ensure I get heard out
Awesome.
there, type of thing. And then recently I opened up for Mayoko of
Okay.
Lagos. That's a really big artist in the Afrobeat scene.
Nice.
So yeah, recently I did that. I did one for Bella as well in Birmingham. I opened up for Bella Smother. Those are like big Afrobeat artists, you
Sure.
know. Those are people I
What
look
does your
up.
show look like?
I mean, my show is a place where people go to have fun,
Of
where people
course.
go and expect fun,
Yeah,
go and
well, they
expect
should.
big love and fun. And like, if you come to my show, you know it's big love. We all chilling. I'm always gonna be there with my fans, listening to them,
Of course.
and you know, ensure they're good. Hospitality 100 every time they come to my show.
No, that's a great answer. And yeah, if you're listening or watching this and you're in the UK, it sounds like the show that you need to be at, so why not?
Yeah.
Do you have any shows upcoming that you'd like to plug or anything in the works?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. I have this event. This event is called Summer View. We're going Ghana this December, And then we're going to Lagos as well this December. Somerville
Sweet.
is like the one I know for sure. That's like the biggest I have coming up this December for sure. But we just did one in the UK right now. We did it around August, a
Okay.
few days ago. And now we're going Ghana for sure. We're going Ghana with Somerville. And we're doing Lagos as well. So everyone should look out for that one for sure.
Very
And
cool.
shows, I have a couple club performance I'm doing in central London. For sure, everyone should look out for that one for sure. And I'm going to Scotland too.
Oh,
Going to
nice.
Scotland. Okay, I'm going to Scotland. I have a uni gig. I have a university to perform at in
Nice.
Scotland.
Where in
So
Scotland?
yeah. This is Stirling. I've never been there before. It's
Where
my
is it?
first time
Say
there.
that
This
again.
is Sterling.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I've never been to
I was
Scotland in
there
my life.
last year for like almost a month. I didn't, yeah, I never heard of it, but I really liked it. I loved,
Makes sense.
it was beautiful. I want to know. Yeah, no, go for it. Go for it.
I'm looking forward to it because my whole life I've never been to Scotland. It's my first time going there, and it's
Yeah.
for sure. So yeah, that's what I like.
That's awesome, man. You should be excited. Traveling is one of the funnest things that you can do as a person, and especially to like give people your art, that's even better. I want to know for those that might actually be unfamiliar with Afrobeats completely, are there some other artists that you can recommend that they might check out to like, obviously besides you, but to check out to kind of familiarize themselves with the genre?
Yeah, there are a lot of good Afrobeat artists. I'm not gonna mention the big ones. I'm
That's
gonna
okay.
mention I'm gonna mention the ones that are coming out there. Like
Good.
Rema number one. Rema is number one. Rema is really big, but Rema is number one Afrobeat artist I think everyone should listen to. Oruga is number two.
Right.
Odumodu Black. Odumodu Black is also like is really big in the Afrobeat scene. Everyone should look up for him. There's this new kid that's hot as well, Zion, not Zion. That's a really like hot kid right now in the Afrobeat scene. So
Sweet.
everyone should look up for him. Smarter, that's my friend as well.
All
Everyone should
right.
look up for him. That's greatness.
Nice.
He made good music. And then Lord B. I did a song with Lord B on my previous EP. Lord B is fire for sure. So everyone should look up for him.
Nice.
There are a lot more.
Of course, there's
A lot more.
tons. I seriously like I appreciate you plugging independent artists as opposed to the people that already have a platform. Like that's what we're all about, is all about the independent artists. So thank you for doing that.
That's well.
We have like a few more months to this year, which is wild. I can't believe like we're almost done. But what is the
Quick.
rest crazy? What is the rest of your year looking like? Can we expect more music? Obviously, there's more shows. Like, what are things looking like?
I mean, the rest of the year is gonna be adventurous for me because like I'm doing a lot of traveling for shows and I'm also doing music videos. I'm gonna be releasing a lot more music because my plan for the year is to release up to 10 songs. That's what I
Wow.
said since January. That's what I said since January, and for sure I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna ensure I get out 10 songs this year, and three music videos this year for sure. I haven't released none of them yet, but
Sure.
I'm gonna release three more videos before the end of the year.
Nice. That's amazing. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to check them out once they're out. No, go for it, man.
We got a clothing brand coming out soon as well. Merchandise for my loyal people, my loyal fans and friend family as well.
Sweet.
So that's what we got.
Nice. I'm so sorry. I got something caught in my eye. Something just flew in my eye while we're talking.
So
So
sorry about that.
it's all good, man. I think I'm all right now. I have one more question for you. And basically the question is for the person that is going to discover you from this, what is an opening message that you'd like to say to them before they listen to your music for the first time?
Before you listen to my music for the first time, if you got anything that's stressing you, don't worry too much about it. Don't worry. It's gonna go off like it's all gonna fade out. You're gonna be fine. Just keep going and keep believing in yourself. And if you got dreams, don't worry. Everything is all gonna align and you're gonna be the best and the greatest in all you do as long as you believe and keep moving.
That was
That's it.
beautiful. It's almost like you rehearsed it. That was great, man.
Nah.
I know. That's why I don't tell it. No, that was a really great answer. I'm serious. I want to thank you so much for taking the time. Please let me
Thank you so much for the platform.
You're welcome. Please let me plug your
Yeah.
music for you one more time before we wrap up here. If you missed it the first time around, this is OG Emmy. The song is called Black Girl Magic, and of course we will have the links in our article so that you can listen and share and follow along, and obviously just stay tuned for everything else that is on the way. If you're in the UK, go to a show. We'll have all the social media plugged. And yeah, man, this was great. I love talking with people who make different music than what I normally listen to. Like, it opens up people to the world and so many different cultures. And I want to thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Big love anytime, any day.
Yeah, man.
Y'all just keep listening to good music, my music,
That's what it's
that's what's
all
up.
about. Awesome, man. Well, thank you so much. Your day is just wrapping up now. Mine is just getting started. And so, yeah, have a good rest of your night, and I hope to speak soon.
Yeah, for sure. Take
Awesome. All
care.
right. Take care. Bye bye.
Yeah.